Well, you know, when we started this movie, we had just watched the movie called The Secret, which is a fabulous movie, too.
Yeah.
And it talks about metaphysical principles, and that's all part of my philosophical study, is metaphysics. But I'm also a realist and a practical, very practical person. What I saw in that movie is, even though it was fabulous on some respects, it left people thinking that life was pie in the sky, and that all you have to do is think it, and it would come true. And I know that that's somewhat true, but there's more to it than that. You have to take action, and you also need to be self-responsible. And you also need to clear away a lot of the self-limiting beliefs and get them out of your pathway so that you have access to the flow of life and to the riches of life. So what we're doing in the movie is you'll not only see these documentary stories of what people have done that will touch, move, and inspire you to do the same thing, but you also have about 20 different trainers who have worked with literally hundreds of thousands of people like I have, maybe over a million people together. They're also sharing some of their insights and philosophies. And we're actually laying out several of the key principles and key practices that a person needs to do in order to manifest what you want and to be able to live the life you love and dream about rather than just fantasize about it. So we're actually giving people some practices and some principles to operate by.
That sounds fantastic. So this is the answer to absolutely everything, and it's on gettheanswer.org website. Is that correct?
Yes. And if I could just give a little formula, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, there are four things. There are living life with purpose. So I call them my four P's: purpose, principles, practices, and persistence. So if you were to get in touch with your life purpose and then learn some of the fundamental principles of the universe, let's say seven fundamental principles of the universe, and learn how they work, because they work the same way everywhere all the time, for planets as well as for human beings, just learn what they are, and then practice certain daily activities and ways of living, ways of being a human being, and we lay out 10 of those in my work. We don't lay them all out in the movie, but we lay them out in our work.
Okay.
And then if you persist with those things and don't ever give up, life can work. So principle, purpose, practice, and be persistent. Life can work. And in the deeper work that you have done with people at Legacy and others that I've worked with, we integrate all of those things into experiences and activities in the training sessions where they become real for you rather than theoretical, so that people are actually able to live them.
You know, I just for the benefit of our audience, who they know me really well, they've been reading my books and so forth, this training that Ray is referring to, this process, I found to be the most powerful thing I ever did in my life. And it absolutely caused miracles to show up in my life. It was nothing short of miraculous. I was having miracles happen every single day after the advanced training. It was just every single day.
The work that you're doing now is fabulous. That's another one of your miraculous breakthroughs.
I've been doing this for almost 20 years now. I was doing it before Legacy, but when I went into the training, I was pretty much kind of like a lost soul, didn't know what to do, where to go next. And but I came out of there like on fire. And I did achieve finally showing up like those people that I saw that I thought were faking it.
Well, you sound a lot like me. You know, when I was years ago, I spent some time at Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California, and I spent a lot of time studying consciousness and philosophy and metaphysics. And I think I got so steeped in it at one level, but somehow I allowed myself to discontent with the world around me to a great degree, and I became much more internal. And I didn't know how to connect the dots and make my life work in the quote-unquote real world. And I think the training pulled all that together for me. And wow, boy, did life take off for me after that.
So does the movie at all kind of direct people to taking one of these kind of trainings that I took and that you do all over the world? I mean, does it have that kind of a suggestion at the end or direction to it?
You know, we really didn't put that on the bottom of the movie because we had so many people involved with the movie from the different disciplines, and we did not want to bias it one way or the other. But what we did do is we managed to focus in on the central principles that they all seem to endorse. And on the website, you will be able to click on the coaches, and you can go and visit each of the coaches at their website and see the various things that they're involved in.
Oh, that's
nice. And some of the people, like the Legacy Center in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is a fabulous center to do a lot of work, and I work over there a lot, they came into the movie later. They were not in the initial stages of the movie. They came in later because we're doing another project, too, which is called The Best Year of Your Life. We took some of the extra footage from the movie, and we did a few more shoots, and people began to ask us, people who had seen the movie began to ask us if we would maybe do a short film every month on different topics and do 12 of those and call them The Best Year of Your Life so that people subscribe to the monthly series. And we also give them exercises to do and have them journalize their experience. So we've got a monthly topic that comes out every month. Something like one month was enriching your life, enriching your dreams, I'm sorry. Another one was loving relationships. Another one was health and well-being. And the recent one was wealth and prosperity. And we will have others along the lines of parenting and other topics that are relative to the main movie, so people can have one short movie a month to enrich their lives, and we're calling that The Best Year of Your Life series. So the original project has morphed into all kinds of other things now, and we're going to be taking a trip to Africa in a couple of months, and no, in about 4 weeks, Nigeria and to Ghana and a few other places, and we're taking our film crew with us, and we're filming what we're calling The Spirit of Africa, the Motherland. And that's going to be another very interesting project that we're looking to do.
So it sounds like you're getting into filmmaking quite pretty heavily these days.
I never thought I'd be doing this.
That's great. Well, you know, it's just it's the same thing you're already doing, but just taken to a different dimension.
Taking it to a different level, taking it to a different dimension. Well, see, the thing is, Robert, is that I spent 30 years in the industry of transformational psychology and philosophy and teaching people deep experiences in that. Mm-hmm. And I met a gentleman in Los Angeles a few years ago who had a movie production company. And at the time, I was living in Portland, Oregon. He happened to be in the Pacific Northwest filming and was introduced to me. And we found that our thoughts were so parallel because he had done a lot of work in metaphysics and other things as a hobby. But he was very good at filmmaking. He was one of the original producers for CNN, and he's done Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and he's done A&E TV. He's done most of all the major companies in Hollywood he's done some work for. So he and I became very close friends, and we thought, and he took some of the seminars too, and we thought, well, this work needs to be exposed to more people around the world. Uh-huh. And why don't I use my media background and filmmaking background, and he has a filmmaking company, and he and I went together to marry transformational education and media, and that began the whole process, and the rest was history.
Very nice. That is awesome. That is awesome. And, you know, I think this is happening to a lot of people, too, but I'm so happy because I too feel like, you know, when I was in the training, when I was in the leadership program and I was enrolling people in the training, no one had ever heard of it. And, you know, it was just like, I thought, well, people need to know about this. It's the world's best kept secret, you know?
Go ahead. Yeah, it needed to be exposed. And a lot of people have been asking us for years, why don't you advertise? Why don't you do that? And we had always said, well, we think it's much more valuable that people have person-to-person communication because those are one of the values that the training work teaches you, is to connect with other people and share authentically and share from the heart. And we thought that we would be robbing people of that experience if we did too much advertising, because we thought that person-to-person contact was the focal point of our work.
Sure.
But we woke up, we don't have to give that up, but what we saw is with the internet and with media these days, why not let people see some of the work? It doesn't take the place of doing a real live seminar, of course, but it certainly does explain to people what the work is about, and it also gives people some insights and tips that they can have some take-home value just from watching a video.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's incredible. And just it just gives them a sort of a sense of it by the way you guys talk and by the way that the people are being, you know. It just gives them a sense of it by just watching, I would imagine.
Yeah, it does. You know, you can get a very good sense of it. And, of course, you know, I've got some new projects that I'm working on, too, now that I've gotten so deep into this. I'm now thinking about doing another seminar, and we're going to be filming some of that and making a video out of that. In October in Los Angeles, I think it's going to be in Los Angeles, and we'll probably do it in several cities, we're going to be doing a mega event, which will be about 500 to 1,000 people. To experience a whole host of trainers in action together. So it's going to be a fabulous event.
Is that going to be on the website? Is that going to be announced on the website so people know, you know, here can...
It's going to be announced on the website. It will be announced and will be released. So there are two places that people can keep up with us. And one is our website, www.gettheanswer.org. And we have a blog on that site, too, so that things will be announced there. But we're also, you know, another innovative idea that we got is from people who had done a lot of this work all around the world, people began to talk to us and say, wouldn't it be great if we could connect with each other and share thoughts and share insights? And we took that idea and started another online community called the Expanding Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place where people can exchange ideas and meet other people who are into interesting things. And we're now beginning to have that grow. And it just started recently, and it's starting to grow. It's called www.expandingcircle.net. www.expandingcircle.net. And it's fabulous. So people can go on there and look at and listen. And every 3 weeks now, 3 weeks to 4 weeks, I'm hosting a telephone call, a conference call internationally, where I work with two or three people on the telephone, and anyone can join in and listen in as long as they mute themselves and listen in to that. And that's also announced on expandingcircle.net.
Oh, so basically people get to hear you coaching somebody? Is that how that works?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have the Expanding Circle. I'm sorry, what did you say?
They can teach you in on it.
That's a cool idea, Ray. That's really cool.
Yeah, and if, you know, if they really want to get some work done themselves, they can just call our, you know, write into our website at info@getheanswer.org and submit their name and write a few lines on what their issue is that they want to talk about. And we pick a few of them out of a hat, and those are the ones we work with on the call. Other people are listening in.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, I think you've given us a great introduction. I feel privileged to have you on the show. I recommend anything you're doing to the people, to my listeners, to my readers, because I had such a great experience. It was, I want to say, it was the hardest thing I ever did in my whole life. It was, you know, up until that point, it was difficult because it was so confrontive. For, not that they were confrontive, but just the process caused everything to come up for me. But it caused a clearing in me that absolutely altered the course of my life, and I'm forever, ever grateful for that, Ray. So thanks for coming on my show, and thanks for giving all the links so people can plug in and find out what's going on. I think there's a sample to the movie, an introduction on the website, isn't there? So they don't,
go on the website and look at the trailer. It's called again www.gettheanswer.org, and you can see the trailer. And we're going to be coming out with a few more things pretty soon, so keep tuned, in which we'll have some free downloads for people and a number of things that we're producing for our listening audience. So just keep up with us on our website and be part of our community and all your listeners. We'd love to have you and love to interact with you and support you and what you're up to. Robert, you're going to give me a reading sometime, too, aren't you, one of these days?
Well, you know, I was going to tell you something right now. I have actually, I want to tell my listening audience that your birthday, because they all want to know what your card is, right? Okay.
Okay.
And in this system, everybody's a card. So you are April 5th, 1948, is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So you, in the system that I work with, you are the Three of Spades. And your second card is the Five of Diamonds. And the Three of Spades is called the Artist card. It's a person that has extreme amount of creativity, one of the most creative cards in the whole deck. And they're so creative that they generally have to have two lives going at the same time.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, they'll have like two separate lives going at the same time. And they're also, they can be very successful artists or any creative work. And the Five of Diamonds, that's your second card, makes you very restless, and you just got to travel all the time. And
I've been wondering, why can't I settle down?
And the Five also, those two cards too also are not, is they're not, it's not in their nature to want to be, to have their freedom taken away. By anything, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, like relationships, like marriage and stuff, eludes them. Not always, but often. because of that freedom urge they have so strong. And in this system, there are cards for every year, and your birthday is coming up really soon here, and you're getting ready to have a new year. And I'll tell you what I see for you. It's what the cards say here is that you're going to have, you're going to be working your tail off, number one, and you're going to be making a lot of money as well. You got a lot of financial good fortune coming your way this year. It's going to be great. Actually, it's going to be a really good year all around. The only thing is you might think, wow, I'm just working so hard.
Yeah, I've already begun to feel that.
Yeah, well, it's gonna, you'll be feeling this by June. You'll be really feeling it.
Oh, wow.
So,
I got a lot on my plate.
We all wish you well, and thanks again for coming on and being a guest here. I'm sure everybody really enjoyed hearing about the movie, and they're going to go to the website and check it out. And I'm going to go back and see if I can watch it again this time. It didn't work last time.
Yeah, and you know, Robert, that'd be great. And you know what I want to invite you to do? You know, join our expandingcircle.net and occasionally write a blog or write a short article and leave your name and your website on there or your a way to contact you so that our listening audience and our people can connect with you and contact you too.
Okay. I'm actually already a member, but I never thought about blogging there, so maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, blog there.
Okay. Thank you.
do a little something. We would love it.
Okay.
Other people would love it if you were to just write something from you and from some of your readings or whatever you like to put on there on gettheanswer.org or on expandingcircle.net. You can do it on both.